Hello, this is Dr. Daniel Vinograd, biological dentist in San Diego, California. And today I'd like to talk a little bit about dentures and denture alternatives. If you really think about what dentures are, you know, a couple of pieces of plastic, a little bit like castanets, kind of going against each other, trying to mash some food together, the concept is a little bit foreign and it's a little bit unusual. However, you know, it's certainly a lot better than not having anything at all. The truth, though, is that people will resign themselves. A lot of people will resign themselves to wearing dentures. At least they have some teeth to show for it. But the mastication is quite reduced, and the quality of life is also not great. There are a lot of issues with sore spots, with bone being reabsorbed, creating the dentures to not fit as they should, needing relines, and so forth. And eventually, with time, the bone reabsorbs to the point where the dentures are hard to really keep in place. Little history, you know, the dentures, as far as back as 700 BC, were being made with animal and even human teeth, and they were put together in some form, in some contraption, and people would use them to try to at least show like they had teeth and try to do some chewing. And that lasted for quite a while. Even up to the 15th century, you'd still have those dentures that were made out of human teeth and animal teeth. And I can't even imagine how uncomfortable and unsightly they were. And of course, you know, we don't believe that they had any kind of extended use. Around late 1700s, modern dentures come to be with some of the advent of new materials. And this is basically what we are today. Now, a lot of people feel that, you know, once they're in dentures, you know, this is really their destiny. A lot of them have gone through a lot of dental work and slowly but surely have lost their teeth. And, you know, a lot of our grandparents used to wear them, and so we became comfortable with the thought that, you know, dentures were a normal part of getting old. The truth, though, today is that there's so many alternatives to dentures that can really improve the quality of a person's life so dramatically. And all of them really are based on the use of implants. Implants, even 20, 30 years ago, were really actually not considered to be mainstream dentistry. I remember placing some of the first implants, and a lot of my colleagues who did not look favorably upon this kind of a procedure. Today, implants have progressed to the point where, if properly done and properly integrated, the success rate of implants is better than 95%. And implants can actually be used to replace dentures or in conjunction with dentures. So here's how they work. There are two ways that you can actually use implants to improve the quality of life of a denture wearer. First is you can actually use implants and place an overdenture on them. And what you would do is basically use the denture with a couple of female pieces and attach it to a male piece that would come out of the implant. So in essence, the dentures were actually buttoned into the area in your mouth where the implants were placed, holding it firm. The second way that you can actually use implants is actually by getting rid of dentures altogether, and you can actually place as many implants as there is bone available, and You can actually place individual teeth to replace all the teeth that were lost. And finally, there is another way of doing it, which is placing anywhere from 4 to 6 implants and then laying an under piece to the denture, usually made out of fiber, and then you can actually permanently cement teeth into that fiber underpiece. And this actually would be a fixed, not a removable restoration, which acts pretty much like bridges would on regular teeth. And one of the biggest considerations here is the amount of bone that is left on the patient. So obviously, earlier in the stage of denture wearing, you would probably, in most cases, have more bone than you would have later on in life. And so this procedure would be well advised for people who are just wearing dentures or haven't been wearing them for a long time. A lot of patients that have been wearing them for a long time will conserve enough bone to be able to place some implants and get either an overdenture or a fixed prosthesis. So that is basically the limiting factor. There are ways to graft bone, and most of the time it would have to be a bone graft from your own body, and usually your hip, and you can actually place additional bone there to be able to sustain some implants. Once you have those implants in place, the difference is just staggering. And I know patients all the time talk about the fact that they could not have imagined how their lives have improved by actually having something fixed and solid again to chew with. So I hope this was helpful, and until next time.